In the vast digital arena, where user attention is precious, designers constantly seek innovative methods to boost user engagement. Let's speak about micro-interactions, those lovely, subtle, and usually overlooked moments inside a user interface. Micro-interactions, from the pleasant ding of a message sent to the funny bounce of a button, can potentially engage individuals and improve the entire user experience. As Dan Saffer said, micro-interactions are an exercise in restraint, in doing as much as possible with as little as possible. Adapt to the restrictions, pay attention to execute one thing well. Mies van der Rohe's less is more mantra should also be the micro-interaction designer's mantra. But why is it significant, and how can you implement it? Let's know with Mars Devs. First things first, what are micro-interactions? Micro-interactions are individual instances in a product's design in which the user and the design interact. They are short, preferably useful animations that assist the user by providing visual feedback and highlighting changes. They all aim to please users by offering an interesting, friendly, an exhilarating experience. Micro-interactions enable communication without the use of words. Micro-interactions abound, such as the loading bar that indicates your action is being processed and the confetti exploding when it is completed. Swiping, scrolling, clicking, lingering over anything, liking, sharing, saving, turning up and down the volume, muting, and unmuting your phone are all micro-interactions. Where can you see them in real life? Everywhere. From animations to social media, micro-interactions shape the user experience for the better. For example, loading displays cause users to get irritated. A well-designed loading animation, such as a progress bar or spinning wheel, may distract users and make waiting less tedious. Simple micro-interactions such as swiping to remove something or pinching to magnify an image make mobile apps more user-friendly. Also, platforms such as Facebook employ micro-interactions to boost user enjoyment and engagement. Reactions such as likes, hearts, and lefts not only express sentiments but also provide immediate feedback to the user. How does this all help? Micro-interactions are entertaining, funny, and engaging methods to convert an average product into a memorable one by paying attention to detail. If you can create an experience that meets a purpose while also giving engagement and joy, you give people something more, resulting in them returning for more. Also, they elicit positive emotional reactions such as joy and fulfillment, leaving consumers with a lasting memory. They direct user activity and offer immediate feedback, improving usability and decreasing ambiguity. Ultimately, delightful micro-interactions promote favorable user-brand connections, enhancing user retention and loyalty. In the words of Dan Saffer, the best, most elegant micro-interactions are often those that allow users a variety of verbs with the fewest possible nouns. But how do they benefit in user engagement? First, micro-interactions provide users with immediate visual indicators that their activities are having an impact. The changing color or size of a button in response to a click keeps users engaged in the process. By promoting research, micro-interactions can drive people to your app or website. When you employ animated signals and prompts that urge users to engage with components on your platform, they are more inclined to do so. Second, user happiness is inextricably linked to total user experience. Micro-interactions play a crucial role in this enjoyment. Micro-interactions add a human touch to your digital interface. They can mimic real-world activities, such as how a button seems to be pressed when clicked, to elicit a sense of familiarity and comfort. Micro-interactions also communicate to users that their decisions are sound and that they are in control. They can make platform navigation easier by giving users subtle hints and feedback. So, how can you design them? Easy! Just check that each micro-interaction serves a function and enhances the user experience. Avoid incorporating unnecessary animations or sounds that may irritate or distract customers. Then, use a single design language for the digital user interface to ensure consistency. Use the same animations and feedback signals to provide a unified user experience. Don't forget to test. User testing is a good way to receive feedback on the micro-interactions you're using. It may assist you in improving your design and ensuring that your target audience enjoys it. Lastly, consider everyone's needs, including those of users with impairments. Make sure that everyone can observe and use micro-interactions. Let's take Tinder, for example. Tinder is a dating app noted for its simple and user-friendly layout. Tinder's use of micro-interactions is one way it has made the dating experience feel more engaging and exciting when a user swipes right on a prospective match. For example, the app displays a little animation of a heart appearing on the screen, indicating that the user has shown interest. The short interaction is rewarding and gives the user rapid feedback, making the experience more engaging. Micro-interactions have infiltrated our daily lives and, without a doubt, are here to stay in the realm of UX. They are proven to make our lives more fun and save us time. When implemented to the highest degree, they raise the profiles of certain businesses and help them stand out from the crowd. In the end, despite their small size, micro-interactions greatly influence user pleasure and engagement. By including well-designed micro-interactions, you can create useful and pleasant experiences in your digital products. Understanding the art of micro-interactions is critical for distinguishing out in the increasingly crowded digital arena and sustaining the attention and happiness of your users. Remember that the devil is in the details, and those small moments of interaction may make or break a user's experience. When are you going to implement it? Follow us in our upcoming episode to understand the world of technology website development. Do you have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments. Until next time.